I lost her for about a week, and my next door neighbour said to me one morning, "Have you lost a hamster?" And I said, "Yeah, why?" And he said that he was watching television on a Saturday night with his family, and suddenly a hamster chewed its way through the ceiling and fell into their living room.
That is so
and he's got quite a he's a Jamaican guy, and he's got quite a large family. And he said they all ran around and caught the hamster, and they then, of all things, put it in a box, in a cardboard box, on my doorstep.
Yeah.
And I said, "That's strange, because I haven't seen it." And all I'd seen was this little box with a hole in it. And about 2 weeks later, I went to a dinner party on the neighbour's house, the other side, also a terraced house. Sitting in a cage on their living room table with my hamster. And the little seven-year-old suddenly said, "We've got a hamster." And I looked at it and I said, "My God, that's my hamster, and there was this poor little hamster sitting in a cage." I mean,
as opposed to the free range you gave him. did you take him back?
No, I couldn't. I had to leave it with the seven-year-old.
When it fell through the ceiling, this is, of course, the nub of the story. The family was sitting down watching television. It's irrelevant what they were watching.
Yeah.
And then there came this, as they say in the Pied Piper, there came a rumbling that turned to a mumbling, a mumbling that turned to a grumbling, and out of the ceiling the hamster came tumbling. Did you pump down at the floor? And
I would probably,
a hamster loving though I am, I would probably express alarm if I was sitting watching an honest laser disc and the hamster fell out of the ceiling. It chewed through the roof or the ceiling of the...
I think it must have lived in between the two buildings. It lived there for about a
week. They enjoy that. And by the way, anyone who's joined us fairly recently, we haven't asked for hamster escape stories, but... Would you have wigged out, Laura, do you think?
Did I what?
Yeah, I was asking Laurie here, would you have wigged out?
I probably would have screamed my loudest.
It didn't actually fall into anyone's lap, did it?
No.
Into the hair. I'd like
somebody's wig.
I would love to think that it got giant in the time it was away from you. Big and giant, the size of a big pig. And it fell out of the ceiling onto someone's head and they twisted. No!